The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Combination of smartness and good looks. That's what we have here. I do say so myself. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keel. I have to keep in my mind who is here. I'm not even sure, Peter, now to think about it, that Victoria, hello. Victoria, Jennifer, Roberta's not around lurking there somewhere if you want to try to find her. We're about the business of the day. Philip Langer proposed to Ashley Chesler 3 months after they met. They met in a bar in Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten. That's where Victoria is. The engagement ring he proposed to her with featured a 3-carat diamond with 34 rubies and 55 smaller diamonds. It cost $30,000. After they broke up, she refused to give him the ring. So now they're going to court today, and Mr. Langer wants to force Ms. Chesler to return the ring or pay him the $30,000 that it cost him to make the ring. So there are all kinds of wonderful life lessons here. First of all, spending $30,000 on a ring is about as asinine as anything that I could possibly think of, no matter what your relationship with somebody, because it isn't just... What is there about that rock, that piece of stone, which is basically clear coal, that would intrigue anybody? All right, so you and I were just, I probably shouldn't talk on the air what we were talking about off the air.
It's fine. No, it's fine.
It is okay?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, if Jennifer were to be getting married to somebody, I'm not sure she'd want me to announce it on the air. Anyway, you and your boyfriend have a great relationship, and you've discussed being married.
Are you getting married, Victoria?
Well, I'm not engaged yet, so...
All right, but what do you want
about it?
What do you want? And this, I want to bring in what your friends have done, what they desire, and I mean both of you. When it comes to neither of you are married, but you both would like to be, and so maybe what your own expectations are or what your friends have been through. I don't think, and I'm bringing the man, I say this to Meredith with some regularity, and not that I have any intentions. Certainly, if I did, I don't know, that's a whole different can of worms. But,
he likes putting the girls on the spot, but he's backing right out of that one.
No, but I mean, why is it that because the girls want something like this, why?
Well, I don't think every girl wants a $30,000 ring.
No, even a $3,000 ring. I spent $300 on the woman, my wife, when we were married in the 1970s. I spent $300 on a ring.
Wow, you're a big spender. No wonder it didn't work out.
Okay, but that speaks to a why. Does that indicate whether you're... Do you see how superficial it is? How silly is it, in my perspective? And I don't know that I'm just bringing forth the male perspective.
I think most men
care about
this
rock. What does it do for you?
You know, it's a good question. I think, for me, it's a symbol that they're willing to, because men aren't as always outwardly emotional as women. And so men are more analytical thinkers typically. And if they're willing to set aside 2 months' salary to put something on a ring, I guess it makes you feel like they're ready to move on more than just the words of sitting on one knee saying, hey, let's just do it on a whim. Right. When something's planned out and when they have something in their pocket, it shows that they're as committed as you are, and I think there's nothing
wrong
with that.
So what are you giving in return? What are you showing to
our
make your
life,
commitment?
Our freedom, our happiness.
Come on.
Well, look, we're going to die sooner, because that's statistics. So if we marry you, we're signing up for dying at an earlier age, because unmarried women live longer than married women. So there you go. That deserves a $30,000 ring.
Isn't that interesting? Because on the other side, men who are not married do not live as long.
Exactly. We're prolonging your life and sacrificing our own. Right. That is worth a diamond.
Give me a $30,000 ring and we'll call it even.
I think that's a good deal.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I would be uncomfortable getting a $30,000 ring, but something nice.
That's a lot of money. Out your hand to get at it.
And, you know, it doesn't always have to be diamond. It has to be whatever special between me and the person I'm marrying. Mm-hmm. And as far as, like, big elaborate, you know, schemes as to how to propose to somebody, I think whatever seems to be special for you and your person. I mean, it doesn't always have to be at the Eiffel Tower or on the Jumbotron at a baseball game. You know, it could be something that's just sweet between the two of you.
Okay, so what would that be in your case, Jennifer? What would that be?
It depends. I don't know. I mean, it just depends.
Mm-hmm. Nothing on a scoreboard, right?
No. Oh, my God.
I hate that.
Opposed to a baseball game is ridiculous.
20.
Oh, I always find that that's not a good idea. That's for, in most cases, that's just because the guy thinks it's cool. It has nothing to do with the girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a guy's venue. The baseball game, for the most part, is a guy's venue. So what about a plane trailing, you know, those planes that have streamers on the back
of them? That's also dumb.
Will you
marry
me?
Because with a name like Jennifer or Victoria, it runs out of steam before you get to the end.
That's funny. Yeah. And you have to
have like a name like Lee.
Mm-hmm. I'm safe, by the way, today because Meredith can't get, all of her technology is down, so she can't listen to us. So I'm off your ground for a little bit.
All right, so Dougie, we know there's no secret that you love this woman more than anything. So
I love her more than I've loved any other woman in my life.
How long have you guys been together?
off and on for about 4.5 years.
Okay, so that's about the same time as my boyfriend and me.
Mm-hmm.
I have you on record saying that you would marry Meredith.
I actually would. Yes, I would. I don't think she's interested in it, and she doesn't think I'm interested in it, and we certainly aren't at that point now. But
let me stop
you
right there. For the record, if you're new to the program or Victoria, Doug, before Meredith, was a how stupid is marriage? Marriage sucks. I'll never do it again. It's lame. It's horrible.
Every man says that, and then they always get remarried. All of you guys say that, and you all get remarried.
Really?
And Doug's very quiet now. Most divorced men say, never going to do that again. And typically, it's financially connected. They either had to pay a lot of alimony or whatever.
Yeah,
and that hits men.
Yeah.
That hits men where it hurts, you know? Yeah. And a lot of men say they're not going to do it again.
In some circumstances, there are really callous disregard for reality. And I've told this story on the air, I think, a few times. When Tony and I got married way too young. We didn't know each other. We were just, you know, off onto, my mother had just died. She just got out of the convent. I was the first person she met. And 3 months later, we get married.
You married a nun?
I did marry a nun.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
You know why they call them nuns?
I can guess.
Well, that wasn't the case. She was having, she was confused and conflicted because of her relationship with a priest. And that's kind of why she got out.
Oh. Did you ever feel guilt for pulling a nun out of the convent?
I didn't pull her out. She came
like,
out of Russia.
People
rush.
Not in my dating pool
priest.
Include priests. Like, I would not ever try to go out with a priest.
Well, the priest, I don't think, it wasn't one of those things that she was trying to do. It just happened. And
did you meet her after she was done?
Yes.
I mean, she wasn't wearing all black when you met her, right?
No.
Okay.
I do have pictures of her when she was in her habit, though.
Just a couple of Halloweens, they.
Right. You didn't just think she was a boring dresser, right? Like,
I don't understand, guys. She wears the same black dress all the time.
All right. I think we've had enough of this conversation. How did
you
turn
Jennifer comes
from
on,
me
asking, get the gang up?
Yeah. And I'm just thankful Roberta's nowhere around to be found either. The idea of a rock and what it means, is there some other way of casting solidity to your relationship other than just saying, you know, will you marry me and here's a rock? How about,
honestly,
will you marry
symbolic.
Me, here's a banana, or whatever it is.
No, it is
symbolic.
Tattoos
are really big.
Tattoos are big. Tattoos, and you know what, just to finish up on the ring, there is still, in some groups of women, a lot of pressure on, what did you get? How big is that? I mean, those little chips don't fly anymore.
But that's
I would
superficial.
Say,
It is superficial.
I blame Joan
whatever
Rivers.
Special between,
she was the first one who did that.
Really?
She was the first one to look at everybody's ring on the red carpet. Oh, it's so small. I can't believe that's all he gave you.
Hmm.
There is, but there is gender
special between
pressure.
Your loved one. Yeah.
I'm stupefied by this conversation. In a manner of speaking. All right, let's keep our eyes on the road here and on the prize. I thought it was interesting. Arianna Huffington, she's the person responsible for the Huffington Post, said in a sort of op-ed piece that appeared in the Huffington Post over the weekend about sleep. 60% of people sleep or have slept near their smartphones, and that's a big problem. This is a book that she's written called The Sleep Revolution, which is being sort of serialized in the Huffington Post. One of the things that's important is to get yourself off of technology before you hit the hay. Anybody, I have this problem. I mean, I'm using it now because I listen to a couple different things. I like meditation before I go to sleep, and we listen to them together. But you're still, it's still there. And then during the course of the night, if you don't shut the thing off, there's beeps every time something lands in the email box, that kind of stuff. It just underscores how difficult it is these days to get a good night's sleep. So, with that in mind, may I suggest that perhaps the best sleep aid you can find around these days is a MyPillow. MyPillow is fit to you. Whatever kind of sleeper you are, you will be taken care of. Move the pillow around so that it helps your back or your under your side or hips. I just sort of wrap myself around a pillow on my head and then another pillow sort of under my arm. You can do that. You can do anything that you like with a MyPillow. Perfect fit. And by the way, this patented pillow, which is getting so much, everybody's talking about these things. You hear these commercials everywhere. You hear people talking about, is this thing really as good as Doug and the others say it is? And the answer to that is yes, I'm getting a great night's sleep. My pillow does not go flat. It does not get hot. It doesn't smell. You can wash it. You can dry it. You can do whatever you want with it. That's what makes it so special. So, because it is special, I have a special deal for you. You can buy one MyPillow at the regular price by dialing 800-874-8985 and get the second one for your partner free. This is how I would announce to the world that I wanted to marry somebody. I'd get her a MyPillow. This is it. Instead of the rock, you get the MyPillow for your partner. That's the way to solidify this. Don't you think this is a much better deal, much more practical than a rock, isn't it?
True love.
Yes. True love is a pillow. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS so you get a free pillow. When you buy one, you get another one free. Get to that good night's rest. You want it. You know you want it. You need it. You deserve it. MyPillow.com is also a place you can go as long as you use the promo code DS. Remember, the pillow is made here in our country. Comes with a satisfaction guarantee and a warranty. And there's no more, I mean, there's no objection to this. Just get at it. 800-874-8985. Call them now while you're thinking about it. For two MyPillows, the price of one, 800-874-8985, promo code DS.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Granger. Granger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Granger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts, mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you always have the one thing, Ronnie Sands, who is this?
I can bring you to your knees.
So easy.
So easy.
23 at the hour. Adele, once again, in the musical news. You just have to love this woman's voice. Crank this up, Peter. Right?
You've got the heart in me the way you do. Only if I
what is it? Is it soul? Is it just the timbre of her voice? Is it the lyric line? What is there about this woman that makes her music so captivating?
I just love the tone of her voice.
I do, too. Somebody you want to have as your friend.
Yes.
Which one of the songs is this?
Water Under the Bridge.
Water Under the Bridge, right? Yeah. All right, so here's one of the reasons. I mean, I just want to listen to Adele music anytime we do music in this portion of every hour on Good Day. NBC announced on Friday they're going to re-air the Adele Live from New York concert. They're going to extend it. Instead of being 60 minutes, it'll be 90 minutes. With five previously unaired songs, like Water Under the Bridge. You can keep playing, Peter. One and Only, Hometown Glory will be in there, Daydreaming, Chasing Pavements. All this was done during the original performance in November of last year. So the concert will air on May 6th at 8 o'clock. That's 7 Central. Right? So...
it was a great concert.
How about
the first part of it?
We all get together, have some ice cream and cake for this?
Yeah. A little Adele party.
She's going to begin a North American tour this summer, and the tickets are so expensive, it is crazy. I looked into trying to get at, because I wanted, she's in a couple of different venues, I wanted to go see her, and you can't afford to buy the tickets.
It's now, are those the resale tickets?
Like, yeah, well, that's it. You can't get in the first line.
Once they sell out, yeah,
how do you
get it.
Yeah, into the first line.
I'm having a Coldplay dilemma this summer, too, because now they're all sold out already.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to see Coldplay myself.
You know, it's funny, I've never had a Coldplay dilemma.
Yeah.
See, I mean, I know people say that, but I've seen them live like, I don't know, 6 or 7 times. They're an amazing live band.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like
they're
to see
really incredible.
Time. All right, next up, musically speaking, news about Axl Rose joining AC/DC. Here is reporter Twashwana Reed with the Guns N' Roses story about Alex, good Doug, about Axl Rose joining AC/DC for the remainder of their tour.
It was a highly anticipated reunion. Guns N' Roses coming back for Coachella. They were the headliners on Saturday night, but fans were in for a surprise when the band brought out a special guest. That's right, that's AC/DC guitarist Angus Young. And this came after confirmation that Guns N' Roses lead singer Axl Rose would replace AC/DC frontman Brian Johnson. Now, that replacement will come in for the remainder of the Australian band's tour. They had to end touring last month because Brian Johnson was told by doctors that if he didn't quit touring, he was at risk of losing his hearing completely.
What?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, doctor, what did you say?
Here's
did
a
you
YouTuber.
Guys see how ridiculous Axl Rose looked on stage at Coachella, though? He used Dave Grohl's throne because he broke his foot last weekend. Uh-huh. And so he was sitting there in this gigantic light-covered throne, just headbanging, but sitting down. It's so funny.
Here's a YouTuber named Fred Kasdan, who's not too impressed with the announcement.
We have to think, with all of Axl's usual antics of either not showing up, stopping a performance because of a heckler, or starting the show so late that it forces the police and promoters to pull the plug on his performances due to abide by curfew laws. So I have to wonder how long this association with AC/DC is going to last if any of these stunts occur, particularly since the goal here is to get to the end of the current tour.
Twitter, let's see, had good day. Ellen writes, hopefully when the touring commitment is fulfilled, the AC/DC will call it a career and retire. 28 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-600-1219. Stop living with pain. Call 800-600-1219 or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
After the hour now on the Good Day program. Here I am, Doug Steffen, with my friends Jennifer Horn, Gloria Keelan, Roberta Fasanelli. Peter Trahan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're here at your service and on your side. Now I've done all the platitudes. Everything's taken care of. Now I can get down to the police blotter. Police in London, Ontario gave a group of University of Western Ontario cheerleaders a $140 ticket for creating a public nuisance after they performed an impromptu cheer while walking to the school's last football game of the season.
The nerve!
In December.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you believe that people...
Stop your cheering and get off of my lawn!
Officials
are miserable out here.
I know that. Let's make them more miserable. Here are officials at Virginia's Dinwiddie High School telling student Hunter Spain that his Duck Dynasty T-shirt was threatening, and they had to turn it. He had to turn it inside out or go home. The shirt showed one of the stars of the TV show and the words, "I will hurt you physically and metaphysically." Officials at Rhode Island's Alan Sean Feinstein Middle School suspended Joseph Likas for 3 days and barred him from a class field trip after finding he had a gun-shaped keychain slightly larger than a quarter in his pocket. They refused to
slightly
discuss...
Slightly larger than a quarter.
Yeah.
A quarter.
Is that a gun in your pocket?
Or a quarter. Carla Boykins wasn't feeling very well, so her boyfriend called 911 for an ambulance to take her to the hospital. After they got there, a paramedic told her a second ambulance had been accidentally sent to her home. After they left along with police and firefighters, when nobody answered a knock on the door, they broke the door in to make sure nobody inside needed help. The city refuses to pay for the damages.
Oh.
Let's see here. Brooklyn resident Jonas Pierre got a phone call from his son's high school asking why the boy hadn't shown up for class. He reminded them his son had died after drowning during a school field trip.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
wow.
Goodness.
You believe that? All right. In Britain, horse riders taken to wearing fluorescent bibs when they ride on roads. The idea is to make themselves more visible to motorists and thus reduce the 3,000 accidents on average a year involving horses and cars.
Wait, to make themselves more visible? They're
right.
On a horse.
Yes,
I know.
Right.
How do you miss a horse?
Well, apparently they
right?
had 3,000 accidents last year.
As someone with a terrible eye that doesn't work right now, it's possible. So leave me alone.
Is that what it is? Okay. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, responsible for clamping down on black markets for cigarettes. An audit by the Justice Department suggests the agency actually contributes to the supply of illicit smoking material. Now, this is a shocker. Listen to this. The focus on the report covering operations was called churning. Investigations were undercover. ATF agents permitted to engage in illegal cigarette sales as long as the money is used to fund the agency's operations. During the audit last year, ATF took in $164 million by selling illegal cigarettes. They didn't catch anybody. They just sold the cigarettes and put the money.
Wow. What is an illegal cigarette? Is it stronger or just...
If you don't pay taxes.
You don't pay taxes on it.
Oh.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Oh, here's something for you New Yorkers. This would be Victoria and formerly Roberta.
I still live there.
Rikers Island.
Sometimes.
Right. It's so expensive to house.
I thought you cleaned that up.
Roberta, I love what you've done with the place.
Why, thank you so much. The bars just add to the decor.
Some people take off their shoes before they go into a house. You have to put on an orange jumpsuit before you go to Roberta's.
Exactly.
All right, listen to this. The real estate's so expensive on Rikers Island that now it costs the prison system $167,731 a year per prisoner in housing costs over there because it's so expensive. This would pay for 1 year of a person being incarcerated on Rikers would pay for a 4-year term at any Ivy League school, right?
Wow.
Isn't that what would cost about $45-$50 a year to go?
Part of the
problem is the location on a 400-acre portion of the island. The city pays $30 million a year just to transport prisoners to court and to get back and forth from the island to the mainland.
The island is right off of LaGuardia Airport.
Right.
But when you land at LaGuardia, you can see it right there. I mean, it's not like prime real estate.
No, but you have to. Well, apparently it is now because everybody wants to have. They want to have waterfront property.
I can see Rikers from my house.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand why there isn't some sort of a Skype court date instead of transporting prisoners back and forth.
That's brilliant. Yep.
A room at Rikers, you know, well, there you go. Go into the Skype room. Let Skype sponsor it. Takes off some of the money. I mean, you know, I don't understand
Before
why.
Before Law and Order
that.
Came around, did anybody know even where Rikers was? Law and Order made Rikers
famous. Yes, because I watch Mob Wives.
Oh. Okay. This jail, Rikers, employs 9,000 unionized correction officers. Cost for the city of New York, 86% of the Department of Corrections operational costs go to Rikers.
Wow.
How in the world?
Wow.
Ay. Can you imagine? All right, we're at 20 minutes before the hour now on the Good Day program. There is a problem. Houston, we have a problem. This time it's with our coffee maker. I never knew what a Keurig was until I saw it in Meredith's kitchen.
Seriously?
Yep, they are in every hotel room.
Really?
Yeah, no, she's had one for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, most of the time since I've known her. But she took it, she unplugged it and gave it away last week. I said, why are you doing that? This is famous. Everybody talks about these Keurigs. She said, they're polluted. You can't clean them.
Throw away a lot of cups.
The fact that the stuff in the cups could be 3 years old and you wouldn't know it.
Right.
Apparently.
You wouldn't know it.
Yeah. So what's the solution? We have the story at DougStefan.com today about a solution for the problem of these K-cups. Well, I think the only thing this...
They buy the reusable ones.
They make reusable ones.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like little coffee filters. Just put your own coffee. Yeah, put your own coffee in it.
But I think
but they did
is...
try to make a different one that was supposedly recyclable, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's the point of this story. It's
right.
They tried to do something else, but it doesn't work.
All right. So are they? But what about the fact that this the machine is dirty? You can't really clean it. What's what information do you have on that? This is so the story we have at DougStefan.com is about the recyclable K-Cup. It's not as great as they want you to think it is. But then there's the other stuff that apparently goes along with this that would make one think this is something you better stay away from. The whole idea of them not being able to clean it well and the K-Cups that you buy could be as old as the hills, and you wouldn't know.
You don't really need to clean it, though. The only thing I do, because I use my Keurig every single day, and we have one at my office, so I use that every single day. The only thing you have to do is clean the water container, because sometimes that gets a little smelly if you mm-hmm. don't wash out with hot water and soap. But otherwise, I mean, really, you shouldn't have any mess unless something's going wrong with your machine.
Well, I don't know because I don't drink coffee, but I know that there's a lot of money spent in this country on coffee. You wouldn't have a Dunkin' Donuts. You wouldn't have a Starbucks. Look at all of the stores. Look at all the companies. Look at all of the time and effort we put into buying coffee, getting coffee. Start your day with a cup of coffee. Have a cup of coffee in the middle of the day. Have a cup of coffee in the evening. After a meal, let's have a cup of coffee. It's why? What is it? What? How have
Would you rather
gotten...
be booze?
Coffee.
It's either wine or booze.
I don't drink booze and I don't drink coffee. And look at me. I'm as normal
coffee,
as can be.
Coffee is proof. Coffee is proof that God loves us.
Really?
Yes.
I remember that.
I gave it up a month ago, so I haven't had any in a month.
Ooh, did you really? How did you do that? Oh, my goodness.
Why
did you do that? Why? Yeah, that's a good question. Why?
Okay, like Doug, I recently found out that I have Epstein-Barr, and part of my adrenal system was really wiped out, and caffeine is very harsh on a weakened adrenal system. So essentially, I had to do it, but now I don't miss it. I wake up every morning and I have like water in the smoothie, so I'm actually okay.
I would tell you that there are great, if you go to the health food store, there are great adrenal capsules that you can take to modify what's irregular in your adrenal system. I'm on it and I don't know that there's a problem. It just sort of mellows you out in a manner of speaking. Other food news here. Story about a new $1.5 million McDonald's restaurant. They're going to roll out all-you-can-eat French fries in this new 6,500 square foot. This is it. This is how McDonald's
is
going to
compete.
That's
the best part of McDonald's is the fries.
It's true.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my
all
goodness.
You can eat. They're going to customize your burger.
Goodness.
Hold the pickles. Hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. Remember that? That was a Burger King
yes.
ad.
Now
they're
going to
do
right.
it. But there's still
or kiosks, I guess. They're getting around the minimum wage hike, right?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
This is all part of this is aimed at trying to underscore their value, but also is getting around all of this stuff. Remember last Thursday and Friday, there were all kinds of protests all over the place. $12 an hour, $15 an hour.
McDonald's has been sort of the leader in this, though. They've already gone to, or if they're not already in your area, they're going to roll out these iPad, or kind of like an iPad ordering system, so that they can take the people out of the equation. I mean, this is exactly what's going to happen when you have workers needing $15 an hour for just a minimum wage job. You're going to have human workers replaced by iPads.
Yep.
Right, and I agree with that. And the McDonald's isn't going to raise the dollar menu to a $5 menu.
And they're also not going to lose profit. So you can imagine that they're going to do whatever they can to make the money that they need to make.
I don't know whether to be critical of those. I mean, I understand what a living wage is all about, but you got to earn. You have to show that you are worth that kind of dough. And in these restaurants, under the circumstances, the way their model is, you can't make ends meet. You can't have a profitable restaurant unless you charge a lot more for the product, and that's what the public isn't going to support. So McDonald's goes out of business because these people want $15.
Or they lower the quality, and we already know that fast food, we don't know exactly where this comes from, but the quality either gets lower, or they raise prices, or they start shutting down stores. I mean, I think that's the big myth with people that are out there protesting, saying we need $15 an hour. They don't realize how it's going to affect them in their own pocketbook once they get that raise.
45 past the hour here on Good Day.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
We are not serving anybody over 40 today. Hey, for you.
That distressing dialogue is part of an AARP hidden camera food truck experiment about age discrimination. Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP and author of Disrupt Aging, explains the mission behind the project.
The social experiment was our way of bringing a harsh reality out into the open. Age discrimination happens in the workplace every day behind closed doors.
Jenkins says it's time for all of us to disrupt aging by embracing the realities of getting older.
50 is not the new 30, it's 50. And what a great age it is, since people over 50 are actively planning for the next 30 years of life.
According to AARP, in the year 1900, the life expectancy was 47. Today it's 78. And if you make it to 65, you can expect to live 19 more years.
Older people are contributing to society through work and volunteering at record levels, so they're obviously doing all they can to live life to the fullest.
To learn more, visit disruptaging.org.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The best things in life are free, but you can get
money, big money today. Taxes are due, especially the Massachusetts or Maine. So have you got a refund yet, Jennifer?
No, because I just filed my taxes on the 14th.
Uh-huh. What about you?
Yeah, same here. No, I just filed mine on the 14th.
Do you have money coming back?
I do. Yeah, I was surprised. I do, too. Just a little bit. And this year, my whole structure's changed, so I was surprised. But I got a little bit back.
Good. All right. Poll at DougStephan.com about your taxes. So there's a new item in town. We talk a lot about sleeping, the MyPillow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a smart mattress called the Smartress.
Mm-hmm.
That is a, I'm trying to figure this out because I'm ordering a couple of new mattresses for my new house. And I'm wondering whether this is something that I ought to be looking into. How does this work, Victoria?
It's a mattress that actually has sensors in it, and it comes with a corresponding app. And every time the mattress is in use, it'll ping your cell phone. So the reason that this is becoming, as you can imagine, the reason this is becoming a big story is because they actually say in their ad, if your partner isn't faithful, at least your mattress is. So the mattress is ratting out a cheating spouse.
$1,750 for this.
That's
true. Can I tell whether there's one or two on the mattress?
It has impact per minute, the intensity and the duration of the the time that someone is on there.
Here's a YouTube user.
This mattress is a rockin'.
This is the stupidest, most useless thing humankind has ever made. 51 after the hour. Pretty curious stuff.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
I love this movie. That's like my favorite movie.
Oh, my God. What's the matter, Captain... What is it, Captain
Colonel Sanders? Sanders?
Colonel Sanders. Chicken! Captain Sanders, that's close. All right, what's the next one?
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
The past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now, now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Like, who's on first? The Abbott and Costello. You, both of you guys know who Abbott and Costello are?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Prepare ship for light speed.
No, 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 light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take it.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
Oh, my God, this is silly stuff.
So good, though.
No,
so much
sure.
So good. So good.
Rick Moranis is 63 today, thus the focus on Spaceballs. Chucker, how many times have you seen Spaceballs?
Numerous. I did a big screen revival showing last month at my local theater. It's a lot of fun. We had like 75 people show up.
It holds up. It's so foolish. It is, even though you could never... I mean, I think you can get away with that, but you couldn't do Blazing Saddles. Well, you could, I suppose.
The interesting part about Spaceballs, when he did it, it was, you know, years after the original Star Wars that he parodied, and people were like, why did he do that? And it wasn't like it was a huge box office hit. I mean, it made some money, but over time, it built a fan base, and it's gone on to have a huge following over the years.
Huge. Huge volume.
Very big.
The first time I saw Spaceballs, I fell in love with it, but I hadn't even seen Star Wars.
Hadn't you?
Me too. No. Actually, that's the same thing for me.
And I love the movie so much, I didn't even get all the references, but it was so good.
Yeah, it just does stand on its own. You're right. All right, Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man with Movie Moments. We'll have movie news and box office totals up next here on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
All right, so Chuck, I went to see Criminal over the weekend. I got there early, and I walked in and out of a few theaters, 3 or 4 theaters, to see different movies, bits and pieces of movies, and I was appalled. It was some kind of a Russian movie from a game. It was Horror Henry.
Hardcore Henry.
Oh, my God.
A little violent for you?
Oh, my God. How in the world is that stuff... How'd that show up? What do you have for the top 5 box office totals? Let me see.
I opened last weekend. It bombed.
Good.
It's basically, I guess it's done to like a movie experience of playing a video game. It's really cut quickly, and I didn't see it. I have no interest in it at all.
Oh, awful.
But what you saw? You didn't
5
like
minutes
you saw
and it. I left. Yeah, no.
Okay. What do you think of Criminal?
I thought it was okay, actually. A little more violent than it needs to be, but it was an interesting vehicle for Costner. And this woman that played Ryan's wife apparently is an up-and-comer. She's
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, yeah. Right. Did you see it? What did you think?
I did not. A friend of mine seen it, and he told me he thought it was really good.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was okay. It was a good story. All right, so how did it show up on the totals?
It came in sixth. It didn't do well.
Really?
5.8 million. Really, only one movie dominated, and that was Disney's live action version of The Jungle Book. Opened to really good reviews, and that translated into $103.5 million opening weekend. Budget was $175 million. I mean, these movies have to open big, although it certainly surpassed expectations. Studios expect.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.